Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Once again, thank you for joining us here for Holy Mass at the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the headquarters of Relevant Radio in beautiful Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, my name is Father Mark Malezova, and we certainly pray this Mass is helpful, of course, for the homebound and those unable to attend Mass in person today. We remind everyone for the care of their soul that we at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for their Sunday obligation. But once again, we welcome all those listening through the radio or watching on the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. And today, the Church is celebrating, not on the general calendar, but on the larger one, the feast of St. John Nepomucene, priest and martyr. Perpetual light will shine on your saints, O Lord, and life without end forever. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you have shown us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you have given us the consolation of the truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the Good Shepherd, leading us into everlasting life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who are pleased to give light to your Church by adoring Blessed John Nepomucene with the victory of martyrdom, graciously grant that as he imitated the Lord's passion, so we may, by following in his footsteps, be worthy to attain eternal joys. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. They realized it and fled to the Lyconian cities of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding countryside, where they continued to proclaim the good news. At Lystra, there was a crippled man, lame from birth, who had never walked. He listened to Paul speaking, who looked intently at him, saw that he had the faith to be healed, and called out in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." He jumped up and began to walk about. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they cried out in Lyconian, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus and Paul Hermes, because he was the chief speaker. And the priests of Zeus, whose temple was at the entrance to the city, brought oxen and garlands to the gates, for he together with the people intended to offer sacrifice. The apostles Barnabas and Paul tore their garments when they heard this and rushed out into the crowd shouting, "Men, why are you doing this? We are of the same nature as you, human beings. We proclaim to you good news, that you should turn from these idols to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them. In past generations he allowed all Gentiles to go their own ways. Yet in bestowing his goodness, he did not leave himself without witness. For he gave you rains from heaven and fruitful seasons, and filled you with nourishment and gladness for your hearts." Even with these words, they scarcely restrained the crowds from offering sacrifice to them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory.
Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give glory.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. Because of your mercy, because of your truth, why should the pagans say, "Where is their God?" Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Our God is in heaven. Whatever he wills, he does. Their idols are silver and gold, the handiwork of men. Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heaven is the heaven of the Lord, but the earth he has given to the children of men.
Amen.
Not to us, O Lord, but to your name give the glory. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Holy Spirit will teach you everything and remind you of all I told you. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord. Young children can sometimes get into these little bouts when they want to, you know, just curious about absolutely everything, which is a beautiful thing. The world is kind of wide open. And they ask all these questions, but their questions are only one word long. Why? You're sitting there, what are you doing? I'm eating. Why? Because I'm hungry. Why? Because I haven't eaten anything yet today. Why? Well, because I had a busy day and all these meetings. Why? Because I put too much on my... Okay, here, take some chocolate. Just go. Just go, right? Be on your way, right? But it's a beautiful thing because this question of why, seeking understanding, it's a beautiful thing. It's part of our human nature to want to understand. The reason I bring this up is because the first line or first sentence, if you will, from the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, says there was an attempt in Iconium by both the Gentiles and the Jews, together with their leaders, to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas. Why? Why do they want to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas? That's a pretty visceral response to if they don't disagree, if they don't agree with them, or whatever it might be, to want to attack and stone. It's a very harsh response. Now, we could probably look at why, because they probably didn't like what they were hearing. But here's the thing. Oftentimes, when we're seeking these things, especially when it comes to ourselves, and maybe things that we don't necessarily agree with, oftentimes, we're quick to look to the other person as opposed to ourselves. Why don't we like this? Well, it must be something because of them or it's the situation. It's very hard for us to look at the mirror sometimes. Well, why does it, for us, why does that bother us so much? Like I said, this is what I was reflecting upon looking at this first reading. Why did they want to attack and stone Paul and Barnabas? And I don't think it was so much because of Paul and Barnabas. But I think if they took the moment to look within themselves, they would recognize that they probably know they're right. As they preached the good news, Jesus, risen from the dead, they probably knew in the depths of their hearts they were right. So what's the response? Follow Jesus. No, for them, attack and stone the people. That'll get rid of the problem. That'll solve it. Brothers and sisters, we have to look in the mirror sometimes to recognize, why does this stir us so? Why is it so important to us? I think we see this a lot, and I don't think the question is usually asked too much as we see what's going on in our world today, in particular in our country, as you look at the Roe v. Wade decision that hopefully will be coming down in the positive, that it will be overturned. But people, once again, act so visceral, so anger, so much hostility. Why? I think they probably know because pro-life side is right, and they don't like that per se. The reason I bring this up, too, is because of the saint that we celebrate today. Like I said, it's not on the general calendar, but there's nothing conflicting with it, so we can celebrate it. I asked permission. We're okay. All right. The reason I bring up this saint, though, he was originally from Bohemia, which is now the modern-day Czech Republic. Malezeva is a Bohemian last name. He's one of the, we don't have a ton of them, but there are a few Czech saints that we celebrate. And he was called to the priesthood, which he was ordained, a lot of skills, a lot of talents, and it was recognized by those in authority. And he was chosen to become the confessor to the Queen of Bohemia at the time. Now, the king at the time, for whatever reason, didn't trust the queen. And so he asked St. John, well, what did she say in confession? Now, hopefully you hear that, you're like, no, right? Red light alarm going off, right? Because as you know, The seal of confession is so strong. We don't mention anything. We don't even mention that we heard somebody's confession, much less the content within that. But he wanted to know because he didn't trust her. But once again, because he didn't look inside, look in the mirror, I'm going to eliminate this problem. Well, if this priest is not going to tell me what she said, I'm just going to get rid of him. And so he was martyred for that. It was known as the martyr for the seal of the confession. He was thrown off the Charles Bridge in modern-day Prague into the Vltava River, recognized immediately as a martyr. Once again, the problem was, because why didn't he trust the queen? Instead of looking inside as to the answer to that, why didn't he trust her? This is how he responded. And so reminded today, if something rubs us the wrong way, or something doesn't sit well with us, might not be the person, might not be the situation, it might be us. But do we have the courage to look inside? And if there is something within ourselves that needs to be healed, what a beautiful thing is that we have confession. That we can go to the Lord, go to the priest to be forgiven. Whatever little part there needs to be healed, needs to be purified, needs to be changed, we have to do that. But of course, it demands us to look inside. And so as we continue to celebrate this Holy Mass, we ask the Lord maybe reveal to our hearts, where do we need to grow? What do we need to leave aside? Where do we need to be healed? So as we look in ourselves first to grow in the faith, then we can share that with others, just as Paul and Barnabas did. So people know the good news that Jesus is risen, Jesus is alive, and he remains with us always, in particular in the Eucharist. And so trusting our Heavenly Father, from whom all good things come, we present to him this day our prayers and our needs. For Pope Francis and his leadership of the Church, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the Church, that during this month of Mary, we will all seek to deepen our devotion to Our Lady, who is Mother to all. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that their efforts will preserve our freedoms, especially the right to life and religious liberty. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For spouses and parents, that they will be continually blessed and renewed in giving of themselves for their families. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Michael McCaskey, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And a gracious God, we ask that you look kindly upon these prayers presented to you this day. As we look inside in the ways that we need to grow, we ask that you look kindly upon these prayers and grant them. If they be in accord with your most holy will, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. And may your sacrifice and your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
Receive, we pray, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, which we offer to your majesty in commemoration of the blessed martyr John, that it may lead us to obtain pardon and confirm us in perpetual thanksgiving, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the blood of your blessed martyr John, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble be so strength to bear you witness, through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end, we acclaim. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you've created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. From the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread, this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit, in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. John Nepomucene, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom we bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Alleluia. For all those who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, it is a good time as we pray together, spiritual act of communion. And so we pray, I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your Most Holy Mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints.
Thank you.
We have received your heavenly gifts, rejoicing at this feast day, O Lord. Grant, we pray, that we who in this divine banquet proclaim the death of your Son may merit to be partakers with the holy martyrs in his resurrection and his glory, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Holy Mass here at Relevant Radio. Hope you'll join again tomorrow at noon central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening for the Family Rosary Across America, beginning at 7 p.m. Central. And coming up next, we ask that you please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And we continue to ask for the intercession of our Blessed Mother for an end to the coronavirus within our country and our world, in particular under her title of Our Lady of Good Health. And so we pray. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous, and offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.